Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Pei Dalet. We're holding at the very top of Daf Pei Dalet. I'm an Alephat Esevei, the first word on the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by lots of people. Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children, Ali Linish was his mother, called by Simcha Shalom, by Yael and Yosef Gervich, in appreciation of their children's Rebbeim and Marot, by Rav Meir Bruckheimer, in honor and appreciation of the shiur, to commemorate the yard sites in Teves of his mother, Rachel Bas Yisachar, Zichrona Levracha, and his wife, Hindel Bas El Yakima Cohen, Zichrona Levracha, by David Ham, in honor of his wife Margie, whose birthday is this week, also for Rafu Shalema to Shmaryo Ben Reizel Shoshana Miriam, also by Lisa and Chaim Weichner and family, Li'il Nishmas Avi Blumenfeld, Avram Yosef Ben Yisrael Shalom, on his 14th yard site, a community leader and beloved husband, father, and grandfather. He is dearly missed, in Shem Hashem Aliyah. Also by Harry Schlachter, in memory of both of his parents, Moshe Ben Ben Zion and Yehudis Livia Bas Shimon, whose yard sites were both on the 15th of Teves. Also, in honor of the marriage of Liora Moskowitz and Zach Orenshine a little while back, may they have the zechus to continue their passion for Torah learning and build a bayis neman b'Yisrael, and also for Shlema, for Esther Basara by the Lightman family. So we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Today what we're going to discuss is the following. First of all, we were in the middle of a conversation about when a woman takes a neder hana'a from Brios, that she's not going to get hana'ah from Brios, do we assume that the husband is included in that neder hana'ah? So the Gemara is going to start with a raya that the husband is included in Brios. Then the Gemara is going to bring a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa, whether taking Maiser Ani is considered to be getting hana'ah from the owner of that Maiser Ani. Our Mishnah happened to not even mention Maiser Ani, but that's where the stira is going to emanate from. Why didn't our Mishnah mention Maiser Ani when talking about how a woman could get fed if she took hana'ah from Brios? It did not suggest, let her just take Maiser Ani. So we have a stira between our Mishnah and our Braisa, whether taking Maiser Ani is considered to be getting hana'ah from the person whose Maiser Ani it was. The Gemara is going to have two resolutions to that stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, and that's going to take us through the majority of Amud Beis. Then, toward the bottom of Amud Beis, we're going to have another stira, but within our Mishnah, whether Tovas Hana'ah is considered to be Mamon or Tovas Halal Lav Mamon. Do we consider the fact that you have the right to choose who you're going to give your Matanos to, who you're going to give, which Kohen the Matnas Kun are going to go to, which Levi the Matnas Levim are going to go to, is that considered monetary benefit in those items? Is that considered to be Mamon or not? So we have a stira within our Mishnah itself, whether Tovas Hana'ah is Mamon or not. We're probably not going to get to the answers to that stira. One answer appears at the very bottom of Amud Beis, and the other answer is going to appear toward the middle of Amud Aleph tomorrow, right before the Mishnah. But there are going to be two answers to that stira. So let's begin Pei Dalet Amud Aleph at the top of the page, where Rava asks on Rav Nachman from another Mishnah, where we're going to see that the husband apparently is included in the term Brios. When a woman takes a neder hana'ah from Brios, apparently that includes the husband. Say, Sveh Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava asks on Rav Nachman, how can you say that our Mishnah assumes that Baal is eino b'chal Brios, that a husband is not included in Brios, and if a woman took a neder hana'ah from Brios, she's still allowed to get hana'ah from her husband? V'ba'u'ba'al lav b'chal Brios hu. Could that be true, that the husband is not included in Brios when she takes a neder hana'ah from Brios? Vahatnan, but we have a Mishnah later on in this Masechta where a woman says, Netula ani mina Yehudim, that she asks herself in Tashmish, Ta'anos Tashmish, from all Yehudim, from all Jewish people. So Yafer Chelko, then the husband should be made for his own Chelek in that Neder, Utei Mishamashto, and his Hafara will now allow him to resume normal marital relations with his wife, because whatever Isser that Neder created between him and her, he has been mefer, but for everybody else, the isser is still going to be intact, even after this husband divorces this woman, because it's a neder that's dvarim shebeino lebeina, and the hafaras habal and the davar shebeino lebeina only works klape the baal. It doesn't work klape everybody else. Now, if the husband is included in Yehudim, even though she's meshubedes to the husband, he would become neser through that neder, because we emachin masadim davar asulah. So if he's included in the Lashon of the Neder, he needs to be Mefer. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Tor writes about this din in the Mishnah that if she says, Netula Animina Yudim Yafar Chelko, is talking about where she asked her Hana'as Tashmish on all the Yehudim, that she asked her Hana'as Tashmish on them, that she imposed the Isser on them. So Beis Yosef raises the question, this is the Torah in Simin Reish Lamadal in Yerodeah. So Beis Yosef raises the question that if that's the way she formulated it, that she didn't generate the Isser on herself, she made her Hana'as Tashmish Usher on them, so the L'chara, the husband, shouldn't need to be Mefer, because a woman is not able to Usher her Hana'as Tashmish on her husband, because she's Mushubedes to the husband, and the Neder is only Chal if she Ushers Hana'as Tashmish on herself, because Ein Ma'achil Masadun Davar Asulo, meaning the whole Svara that the Neder is even going to be Chal, because Ein Ma'achil Masadun Davar Asulo is only when she self-imposes an Isser. But if she's imposing an Isser on other people, she can't impose the Isser on the husband. She's Meshubedes to the husband. So the Beis Yosef wonders why the Torah would formulate this din backwards. He formulates this din incorrectly. Really, the correct way to formulate this din is that she Ushers on herself, but the way the Torah formulates it is that she imposes the Isser on others, including her husband. So the Bach and the Prisha suggest to answer for the Torah that even though the woman is Mishubedas to the husband, the Neder, when she imposes the Isser on others, is still going to be Chal, because the Ikara Neder is not really about the husband. The Ikara Neder is about everybody. It's Al HaYehudim, it's Netula Animin HaYehudim, and the husband just happens to be among that group of people. So even though she's Meshubedes Labayla, the Neder is going to be Chal on the Baal as part of an Isser Kolel. And that's how the Torah is understanding, that regardless whether she formulates it as an Isser on herself or an Isser on the husband, the Neder is going to be Chal enough that the husband's got to do something about it, that the husband is going to have to be made for the Neder to permit his portion in it. Okay, but let's get to the question over here. So you have this Mishnah that says that if a woman says Netula Ani Min HaYehudim, the husband is included in Yehudim. So if you're going to say that a husband is not included in Brios, and the Neder that she is not going to Asr the Tashmish of her husband, so she certainly isn't having intention to Asr Tashmish from all other Jews. She's an Eshish. She's already Asr with Tashmish for all other Jews. So it must be that she's trying to Asr on herself the Hana'ah of the Peros of Yehudim. It must not be about Tashmish, meaning if you're going to say that the husband is not included in Yehudim, so what does she mean to accomplish over here when she says Netula Ani Min Yehudim? She's saying I'm not going to have Tashmish with Yehudim. Of course she's not going to have Tashmish with them. She's Neshes Ish. So we have no choice but to say that she must mean Peros. So Nidri in Nefeshein. And if she means Peros, then when she says I'm not going to have payrolls from the Yehudim, that's a neder vinoy nefesh. Ooh, v'yafra l'liolim. If it's a neder vinoy nefesh, then his hafara should work for him, for them, for everybody after they get divorced. Then once it's a neder vinoy nefesh, the hafara could work entirely. But the Mishnah says he could only be mefer for himself, like any other devarim shebein olivina, and not like inoy nefesh. So it must be that the Mishnah is assuming that it's not about payrolls, that it's about tashmish. And somehow, if it's about tashmish, what is she intending to say? That she's asked Tashmish not only on everybody else but on her husband as well. So you see very clearly that the husband is included in Yehudim. So if the husband is included in Yehudim, he's also included in Brios, and therefore it's a kasha on Rav Nachman who says that the husband is not included in Brios. The Nidrei Zrizin raises the question, why don't we just say that there's a chilik between an Arusa and a Nesua, meaning maybe an Echinami, that sometimes when a woman says Brios, Yehudim, some general generic term like that, sometimes it actually includes the husband and sometimes it doesn't. It depends whether it's an Arusa or a Nesua. When she's an Arusa, the husband is Bechal Brios. When she's a Nesua, the husband is not Bechal Brios. By Netula Ani Miyehudim, we're talking about a case where she was still an Arusa, and therefore the husband is included in that Neder. In our Mishnah, when it's from Brios, the husband is, it's a Nesua, and therefore the husband is not included. Why didn't the Gemara think of such an answer, asks the Nidrei Zrizin. So he suggests that it's Mashma, that the Neder of Netula Ani Miyehudim is like all the other things that are listed in that Mishnah on Daf Sadi. And over there it says, a woman who says to her husband, Temeya Anilach. So what do you mean, Temeya Anilach? That must mean that they already have Nisuin, because if it's only Erisin, of course Temeya Anilach means that they're not allowed to have Tashmish yet. So it must be that it's Natulim Animin Yehudim is also talking about when she's Tachtav, not Kodim Nisuin, that it's when she's already been Nisuin with him. And that's why the Nidre's reason says the Gemara didn't think of that simple teretz to just say that's talking about Be'erisin, that's talking about Benisuin, and that way we can resolve this this kasha. So anyway, so now that teretz is off the table. So we have this kasha now. How could it be that how could Rav Nachman say that husband is not bechlal brios? You see very clearly when she says netulani mina yudim, the husband is bechlal yehudim, and that's why he has to be mefer chelko, because he was part of that neder. So answers the Gemara, ey malach, maybe we could really tell you that the husband is not bechlal brios, but shayni hacha, over here the husband is bechlal brios, because the lashon of netula ani mina yehudim sounds like she's asking tashmish and that she's not asking peros. So demucha milsa dalatei rakas renafsha, there's no other way to touch up what she's saying, meaning the words netula ani mina yehudim don't sound like it's about peros, sounds like it's about tashmish. And it doesn't make sense for a married woman to take a neder, I'm not going to have tashmish with other guys. Of course you're not going to have tashmish with other guys, you're nature's ish. So it must be that she's taking a neder that she's not going to have tashmish with her husband. And that's why in that context we say the husband is included in Yehudim, because it's clear from the context of what she's talking about that the husband has to be included in Yehudim. But when it could go either way, when there's room for interpretation, then we would say the husband is not included in Yehudim or Brios or any whatever generic terminology she wants to use for all people in the world. So that's why that Mishnah later on is not going to be a Kasha for us. And now the Gemara goes, there's a whole different gears in the run over here, we're going to not go through that. But we had said in the Mishnah, so what's she supposed to do? She took a neder hanoah, she's not going to get hanoah from the brios. Let's say the husband has nothing to give her. The husband is poor. So what's she going to do? So he said, yichalu lehanos, beleket shechopeya. The neder could still be chal, and it's not considered nidri yinu nefesh, because she could still get hanoah from leket shechopeya, because the pasuk says, lo'ani v'lager tazovo sam. It doesn't say nesina, that anyone gives it to her, that she's getting hanoah from people when she takes Leket shechopeya are just things that are abandoned out in the field. So good, so let her go take. Leket shechopeya, it's not something that the Bailim is mechalik to people, that the Bailim gives to people. The Bailim just leaves it, and she goes and takes it from Hefker. So the Gemara asks, why don't we say in the Mishnah another example of what she could take? Not just leket shechopeya, we should have also mentioned Maiserani. Why didn't we say that she's eligible for Maiserani? V'lo katani b'maiserani. It doesn't say that she can take Maiserani, because she's allowed to take Maiserani. V'atani b'braisa, and we have a braisa, uba Maiserani. But there's a braisa that does list Maiserani among the things she's eligible to take when she took a neder that she's not going to get hana from brios, that she's not going to get hana from anybody. Ooh, so it seems that we have a stira between the Mishnah and the braisa. Is this woman allowed to take Maiserani? What's the stira? Our Mishnah seems to assume that she is not allowed to take Maiserani. Why is she not allowed to take Maiserani? That apparently is called that you're getting hanah from whoever's giving you that Maiserani. That if someone has a bunch of produce and he's mafresh Maiserani and he gives it to the poor person is getting hanah from the Bailim, direct hanah. Whereas the Bryce that says that she is allowed to get Maiserani assumes that Maiserani is like Hefker, that you're not getting hanah from the Bailim. Maiserani is just, it's just like Hefker. She's being Zocha from nobody and she's not getting hanah from anybody. So which is it? How are we to view Maiserani? So Gemara is going to have two ways to answer this. First is Amar Rav Yosef, lo kasha. There's no stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. They're simply to reflect two different shitos in Tanaim. Ha Rabbi Eliezer and Ha Rabbanan. The Braisa follows the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah follows the sheet of the Rabbanan. Why? What? Where Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan disagree? They have a machlokas in Maseches Demai. Ditnan. There is a Mishnah Maseches Demai. Just to quickly remind ourselves a little bit about the basics of Demai. The word Demai means da maihi. That it's a, or da mai, meaning it's a combination of two words. Da mai. What is this? Meaning you buy something from an Amaretz, you just don't know. Is this where Trumas Mais is taken? Were they not taken? Is it produce that's Masukan or not Masukan? So that's where we come up with the word Demai. It's a Din Midrabanan that whatever you buy from an Amaretz, you're going to need to be mafresh from it, because Amaretz are not properly makbit to take care of the Trumas Mais like they should, and we're nervous that they didn't, even though Rov Amaretz Ma'asr Mehem, and that's why on the Dal Raisa level, you can trust whatever you buy from an Amaretz, but you know, there's a significant enough miut of Amei Aretz that are not careful enough, and therefore you're going to have to be mafresh on them. Now, when it comes to Truma Gedola, the Amei Aretz are always going to be makbid. You don't have to worry about Truma Gedola. Why do you not have to worry about Truma Gedola? Two reasons. First of all, it's Misa B'dei Shemayim, meaning it's a very serious Isser to eat Truma Gedola for the Amei Aretz not to give Truma Gedola, so he's going to take that very seriously. Plus, Chita Achas Potarsis Kalakri. It's not a big deal to be Misakin produce for Truma Gedola. You take one Chita and Midar Raisa, that works to be Misakin the entire Kri. So Amei Aretz are not Nechshad on Truma Gedola. It's a very minuscule amount of produce that they actually have to give in order to take care of it. And it's a high stakes, it's high risk, because it's a very serious punishment. But when it comes to Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni, then the Chamra Choshesh, then Amei Aretz might not be Mafrish. And therefore, if a chaver buys from an amaretz, he needs to be mafresh those things. And even though he's mafresh ma'aser rishon, he doesn't have to give the ma'aser rishon. So the chaver buys from the amaretz, he's mafresh ma'aser rishon, he doesn't have to give that ma'aser rishon to a levi, because amotzi mechaver olav haraya. You need to make sure your produce is mesukan. Fine, so you're mafresh the ma'aser rishon. But as far as the levi having any claim on that produce, you could say, prove to me that the amaretz didn't already take ma'aser rishon. I don't know that I owe you this money. There's no iser for Zar to eat Meiser Rishon, unlike Truma, where a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma, anyone is allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. When the Levi gets his Meiser Rishon, he could throw a party for all of his friends and share the Meiser Rishon with everybody. So there's no Isser for a Zar, there's no ritual prohibition for a Zar to eat Meiser Rishon. So as far as the Dine Mominus is concerned, you could say, I'm not giving it to anybody. And the Amaretz might have already been mafresh the Meiser Rishon. So we have this Machlokas over here. What we're introducing is Machlokas for Blazon the Chachamim. What about Meiser Ani? When I buy produce from an Amaretz, do I need to be mafresh Meiser Ani? Even the Chachamim agree that you have to be mafresh, and even the Chachamim that say that you need to be mafresh it would agree that you definitely don't need to give it to an Ani, because it should be no different than Meiser Rishon. Just like Meiser Rishon, Dine Mamadish Shabbat, I'm allowed to keep it, but I just need to be mafresh. So the question is, what about Meiser Ani? Not do I have to give the Meiser Ani. I certainly don't have to give the Meiser Ani. Question is, do I need to be mafresh the Meiser Ani? So now, says the Mishnah, did not Rabbi Eliezer Omer, even though the Chamra Choshesh, that an Amaretz was not mafresh Trumos and Maestros in the proper way, when in a Meiser Ani year, Ein Adam Tzarech Likro Shame Al Meiser Ani Shel Demai. The guy who's buying the grain from the Amaretz does not even need to identify 10% of the produce and call it Meiser Ani. All he has to worry about is Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser. He doesn't have to worry about Truma Gedola. He doesn't have to worry about Meiser Ani. So, meaning obviously, if it's there's no Meiser Sheni, if it's a Meiser Ani year, those they alternate in years 1, 2, 4, and 5. He takes Meiser Sheni. In years 3 and 6, he takes Meiser Ani of the Shemitah cycle. The Chum Romrim Kore Shem, and the Chum say he does need to be Kore Shem Meiser Ani on 10% of the Tavua, and he needs to be Kaveh Makom, either in Tzafon or the Darum of the Kri. He identifies the location in the Kri where exactly the Meiser Ani is, but Vein Tzarech LaHafrish. He doesn't actually have to be Mafrish the Meiser Ani from the Kri, and the reason he has to be Kore Shem to Meiser Ani is because the Chum hold that Tavua that you're not Mafresh Meiser Ani from is like Tevel Gomor, and if you eat it, you chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim for eating it. That's how the Ran writes over here, and that's the Shita of the Rash Mishans on the Mishnayis and the Bartanura, that Tevel, that you were Mafresh Trumas and Meisros other than Meiser Ani, you're chayiv Misa for failure to being Mafresh Meiser Ani from that produce. Tosfos Meseches Yivamos and Daf Peivav is not sure if that's true. He's not sure whether you're chayiv Misa if you took care of everything else but Meiser Ani. Are you chayv misa for eating that produce? Tosus is not sure. So the Ran, the Rash, the Bartanura are absolutely certain. Yes, you chayv misa if you weren't mafresh Meiser Ani from produce. Whereas Tosus is not sure if Meiser Ani is going to be mechayv misa. The Rambam in Machol Sesur's Paragula Lachaf and the Chinuch in Mitzvah Samuk Dalid say that they're sure in the opposite direction, that chayv misa is only if you were not mafresh Shumah.
gedol or trumas meiser, but tevel that you're not mafresh other meisrels, there's not going to be a chiv misa. It's just a nisr d'oraisa. As far as why, according to the chamim, meiser ani makes the whole kri tevel, the Ran explains because the brisa says mesech zivamus that the chamim derive from a pasuk lo sucha lechol bisharecha, that even tevel that you were mafresh all the trumas and meisrels from, and it was just something that we call bisha arecha that you were not mafresh, even that's tevel. What do we call bisha arecha? Well, in the context of Maiserani, it says va'achlu bisha arecha visaveyu. So you see that bisha arecha is a reference to Maiserani. So you have this three-way machlokas. If failure to be mafresh Maiserani results in a shame tevel, that's mechayev yumisa. Okay, but either way, you need to be mafresh Maiserani in general. And our machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chamim is what about when you buy from an Am Haaretz? You buy demai from an Am Haaretz. Do you need to be mafresh Maiserani when you buy demai? So what does that have to do with us? So we're going to try to suggest that this machlokas, when you buy from an Am Haaretz, whether you need to be a korei shame on the Maiserani, is really our machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa as to whether a woman who is noder hana'a from the whole world is allowed to take Maiserani. Is that considered that she's taking from the people? How do the two machlokas relate? So my love, lemandi amar sveiko tovel, according to the Rabbanan that hold that when you buy produce from an Am Haaretz, you do have to be korei shame Maiserani. And even if it's a suffix, if it was already taken, it's asr ba'achil mishum tevel kasavar islay tovasana. Hold that the owner of the tevua has tovasana in Maiser Ani. He has the right to give it to whoever he would like to give it to. Be given to islay tovasana. And since he has tovasana in the Maiser Ani, that he was mafresh from his tevua, so a woman who takes hana, who takes a nedra hana from all of humanity, La Mahanya, is asked to take that Maiserani, because if she takes it, she's going to be getting Hana'a from that person, because he has Tovas Hana'a. That's the assumption. The reason we assume that something that is Sveiko Tovel is Yeshba Tovas Hana'a, I mean, we're making an assumption that if you hold that when you buy from an Am Haaretz, you're going to need to take care of Maiserani, then it must be that you have Tovas Hana'a in Maiserani. What does one have to do with the other? So it's because all the Ran explains, all Trumas and Maisos, if you're not mafresh them from the Tavua, they ask the Kri with an Isser Tevel, and the Pasuk says, V'lo yichalalu as kadshe b'nei Yisrael, asher yorimu la'Hashem. So the Pasuk means that when there's Tevel, the Trumas and Maisos, meaning on account of Trumas and Maisos, that you need to be Merim, asher yorimu, that you're supposed to be Nosein, that you're supposed to give. And if you're not Merim, if you don't give them, then it makes the Tavua Tevel, because the Pasuk says, V'lo yichalalu as kadshe b'nei Yisrael, only something that's tovel the kri would you say such a lashon of lo yichalulu as kachav in esol. So by these trumas and maisos, asher yirimu means the bailim are the ones that are marimim, and memela they're the ones that give it to whoever they want to, because harama is the lashon of nesina. So the chacham who hold that so long as you're not mafresh and maiserani, the kri is asr ba'achila. So that's telling me that maiserani, that pasuk relates to maiserani as well, which means yirimu relates to maiserani, which means that the Bailim is the one that's no sane Maiserani. Ooh, if the Bailim is the one that's no sane Maiserani, and a woman has a nedra, she's not allowed to get Hana'a from anybody, so taking that Maiserani is going to be called getting Hana'a. But Lamandi Amar Eino Kari Shame, according to the Shita to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that you don't have to worry about Maiserani Sheldamai. You buy produce from Namaretz, you worry about Maiserishon, you worry about Trumas Maiser. If it's a Maiser Sheni year, you worry about Maiser Sheni. But Maiserani is not a concern. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Lamandi Amar Eino Kari Shame, Kasavar Sveiko Eino Tovel. He holds that Safek is not going to create Tevel, that when you buy from an Am Haaretz, that's not going to generate status of Tevel. The Kasavar Sveiko Eino Tovel, Lasei Tovasana, which means that we don't apply that whole pasuk, which means that the guy does not have the right to give it to whoever he wants. So he doesn't have a Tovasana. It's not considered a monetary right that he gives it to whoever he wants. So it's not considered that he's even giving it. So Shari Leila Sanuye. Therefore, the woman is allowed to take the Maiserani because she's not getting Hana'a from the Bailim of that grain. She's being Zocha in the Maiserani from Hefker. So the Mishnah that asks a woman from getting Hana'a from Maiserani follows the Chachamim, and the Braisa that allows the woman who has a Nedra Hana'a to take the Maiserani follows Rabbi Eliezer. So that is answer number one. So again, we had the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. If a woman has a neder hanah, she's not allowed to get hanah from people, may she take meiser ani from them? So answer number one, Rav Yosef's answer is it's a machlokas tanoim, it's a machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. So that's a fundamental machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. So Amar le Abaye, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, nah, I'm not sure that that's the explanation of the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. There may be an entirely different explanation of the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. They may not be arguing about whether when someone gives Maisarani, it's called that he's giving it, or it's called that it was just left there, it's like Hefker and anyone could take it. No. Dekuli Alma Sveko Tovel. Maybe, both Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer hold that when you buy Maisarani when you buy Tavur from an Amma Aretz, you do have to take care of Maisarani. It's Tevel. For Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan, you know what the machlokas Rav Lozner and the Rabbanan is? That their machlokas is Rav Lozner lo nechshdu amei aretz al maisarani. Meaning, if you are genuinely concerned that someone, if you're not sure whether maisarani has been taken, tovel, it's tevel. You need to take care of it. The machlokas Rav Lozner and the Chachamim about when you buy produce from an amei aretz, do you need to take care of maisarani? Is how concerned are you that the Amaretz didn't already take care of the Maisarani? Is it even a suffix? Maybe you can assume that just like the Amaretz takes care of Truma Gedola, he also takes care of Maisarani. So Reb Lazar Savar lo nechshedu Amei Aretz al Maisarani. It could be that Reb Lazar simply holds that Amei Aretz take care of their Maisarani. You don't have to be choshed that he didn't take care of his Maisarani. Why? You know, when it came to Truma Gedola, the stakes were high, Schiv Misa, and it was Chita Achas Potas Kalakri, it was easy, he doesn't lose any money. Maisarani is 10%, it's a lot. So why am I not going to be choshed that the Amaretz didn't take care of the Maiser Ani? Because he has a way out. Kiven de ilu mafker nichse v'havi ani, because the Amaretz can keep the Maiser Ani for himself if he just knows how to do a ha'arama. All he's got to do is be mafker all of his nechasim, make everything he owns hefker, then he becomes an ani in that moment that he makes everything hefker, v'shakalehu, then he could just go and chap the Maiser Ani for himself. So he stands to lose very little by taking care of Maiser Ani if he takes care of it b'derech harama, right? So he has that option of taking care of it b'derech harama by being mafker all of his nechasim. So lasa pseda. So he has nothing to lose by being mafker the Maisarani, because if he wants, he can keep it all for himself anyway, just by being mafker all of his nechasim. So since amei aretz are not going to be chashud in not taking care of the Maisarani, so that's why Rabbi Lazar holds you don't have to worry about the Maisarani, because it's already been taken care of. The Maisarani has already been taken care of. So a couple of problems over here. First of all, the Ritva in Maseches Makos Daf Yud Zayin points out that the Gemara at the end of Sota discusses how they came to this decision about Demai, that when you buy from an Amaretz, you don't have to worry about Truma Gedola, you do have to worry about Maaser Rishon, you do have to worry about Trumas Maaser. They did the research that Rabbi Yochanan was Shalach B'chol Gvul Yisrael. He sent out researchers throughout the land, and they found that Lo Yim Afrishin Ella Truma Gedola Bilvad. And they found that the Amei Aretz were only being mafresh Truma Gedola, or a large portion of the Amei Aretz were only being mafresh Truma Gedola. So asks the Ritva, sounds like they were not being mafresh Maisarani. So how could there be an opinion? How could we say that the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer is that, oh, the Amei Aretz take care of Maisarani? That's not what the Gemara says. Gemara Sota says that they didn't. Truma Gedola Bilvad. So one answer the Ritva gives is, yeah, that Gemara and Sota is going like the sheet of the Rabbanan. We're going like sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer says that the Amei Aretz took care of Maisarani. The other answer is that by Sota they say that only Truma Gedola they were zaris to be mafresh the same way the Chaverim are mafresh. Meaning what we're saying now, what the Amei Aretz do is they don't give Maisarani. They're mafker all the nechasim. They're mafresh Maisarani. Mafker all the nechasim and take it themselves. So when it came to Truma Gedola, they do it like the Chaverim do it. Meaning they actually give it. Whereas by Maisarani, maybe they also took care of their obligation, but you know they did it in such a way where they're not going to have to lose anything. They took care of their obligation in a way that was not proper. So that's how the Ritva suggests. The Gvura Sari and Reb Kivager raise another issue over here. Let's say the fellow is mafkir all of his nechasim. So that means he's allowed to just go grab the Maiser Ani for himself. The Gemara Maseches Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Darshan from a pasuk. It says, "Veleket Kitzir Chalos Lakeit La Ani Vela Bager Tazovosan, that you're not supposed to take certain things, that you're supposed to leave instead for an ani and a ger. And that tells me, says the Gemara, Lahazir ani al shalom, that even an ani shebi Yisrael has to leave that kachichopeya for other aniyim. No matter how poor you are, how poor a person is, he still has to give the matnos aniyim. So he has to take care of lekachichopeya, maisrani, all those matnos aniyim. So why does it help to be mafgers nechasim? Ask Rabbi Kiveger and the Gvura Sari. Why does it help to be mafgers nechasim? He's not allowed to take his own maisrani. So how does it help? So the Aruch Menorah says, no. When we say that a poor person has to leave lekachichopeya, it means that his leket shechopeya, maisrani, he has to give to poor people. Once he's been mafkir's nechasim, there is no his. It's not his anymore. He's been mafkir all of his nechasim. Then he's allowed to take the maisrani again. So while a poor person, it's like the din of tzedakah, poor person has to give tzedakah also. He doesn't have to give maisr ksafim, but he has to give tzedakah. Everybody is chayiv in tzedakah on some level. So a poor person is chayiv in the matnos aniyim, is chayiv in the matnos aniyim as well. So this is the machlokas that Rabbi Eliezer says, don't worry, of course the Amay Aretz are going to take Maiser Ani, because they have nothing to lose by taking Maiser Ani. All they'll do is they'll be mafkar all the nechas, and they'll keep it for themselves. So you don't have to worry when you buy from an Amay Aretz, says Rabbi Eliezer. But back in the Gemara of Rabbanan, Savri, Nichse Lamafkarinish, no one is going to do this. No one's going to take that risk of being mafkir everything that they own just to fulfill the Maiser Ani Chiyuv. Because they're always going to be concerned that maybe in that moment that they're mafkirit, someone else is going to say, okay, I got it, you know, and right away, chop it up, and they're going to take everything that they own. And that's why you do have to be choshed amei aretz, so for not taking care of maaser ani, and you have to take care of it when you get from amei aretz, and that's why the chum hold by demai you have to be korei shame on the maaser ani. So once Abaye rejects this answer of Rav Yosef, that there's no reason to assume that the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa is the same machlokas as the machlokas Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, so we're back to square one now. Now we're back to the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa. What do we do about the stira between our Mishnah and our Braisa? Because remember, our Mishnah said, a woman takes a nedra, I'm not going to get any anah from the brios. We said, okay, so let her take lekat shechopeya. But apparently not maaser ani, that's called getting anah from people. Whereas the Braisa says, no, she could even take maaser ani. So now we don't have a resolution to that stira. We thought the resolution was that it's machlokas Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, but it turns out, according to Abaye, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim are arguing about something entirely different. They're arguing about whether Amei Aretz actually take care of their Maaser Ani obligations. Shalmei Nedarim points out that we do find in a lot of places in Shas that Demai is considered to be something that's Ra'ui La'adam, that a person is always eligible to have Demai without being Mafrish, by simply being Mafkir as Nechasim and becoming an Ani. So Shalmei Nedarim says, wait a second, we just said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, a person will be Mafkir as Nechasim in order to take care of his Maaser Ani obligation, and according to the Chachamim, he wouldn't do that because no one would risk being mafkir than nechasim on the risk that someone else is going to come and chop it, that someone else is going to come and take it. So asks the Shalmei Nedarim throughout Shas in Maseches Shabbos Kuf Chavav, Maseches Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey, we say that if you're an ani, you're allowed to take demai, and even if you're not an ani, you're ra'ui to have demai because you could always be mafkir your nechasim. What do you mean? I thought according to the Chum, no one would ever be mafkir than the Chasim. So he suggests that it could be that Rabbi Lezer and the Chum disagree about the same machlokas that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi have back on Daf Mem Hei, about what it means to make something hefker. What do you have to do to make something hefker? Do you need to be mafkir b'fnei shlosha, or could you even be mafkir b'fnei echad? So if you need to be mafkir b'fnei shlosha, then it's high risk. I'm gonna be mafkir b'fnei shlosha and assume that I can trust all. How many people have three friends that they could trust so much that if they're mafkir all of their assets, that they could that none of them are going to go right away and chop it? So that's risky. That's where the chachamim are coming in and saying you can't do that. Where a person's not going to do that. So Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Shua ben Levi that hefker works even beino levein atzmo. So there's no risk. I can be mafkir when no one's looking, no one's going to know, and I'll just declare it hefker. So that may be the subject of the machlokas. So those sugyos and shas might be assumed assuming like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, those sugyas where we assume, yeah, a person is always eligible for Dmai because he could always be mafkir, that's like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that the way Hefker works could even be Beino Levein Atzvo. There's an interesting discussion in Poskim. Once we're on the, once we mentioned Dmai, just to very briefly mention, there's an interesting discussion in Poskim the Chazon Ish raises that nowadays, L'chora, we all have the status of Amei Haaretz. So if everybody has the status of Amei Haaretz, whenever you buy anything in Israel, right, any produce in Israel, you're buying from an Amaretz, right? Because everybody is an Amaretz. So I don't care if it's got Badatzei de Charedis, it's got, you know, the best Hashkacha in the world, it doesn't, you know, whatever Hashkacha it has, everyone's an Amaretz. So if everyone's an Amaretz, it should all be Demai, and I should have to be Mafrish. So why am I allowed to trust anything? So Chazon Ish writes that in this context, an Amaretz is what the Gemara in Sota says is an Amaretz. Kol Sheinu Kor Kriya Shema Shachmas V'Avris B'Birchoseha. So we assume that Badatzei de Charedis is Kor Kriya Shema. Even Rabbanut is Kor Kriya Shema Shachmas V'Avris B'Birchoseha. Right? So you could assume that they don't have the status of an Amaretz. So then it just boils down to an issue of Ne'emanus, not this technical takana that we're buying produce from an Amaretz. That it's just a technical, it's just an issue of ne'emanus. So whoever you trust, and whoever you don't trust, you don't trust. So that's an interesting discussion that the poskim have. Poskim also discuss about being mafkir nechasim. Apparently, the Marit and the Chachmas Adam and others say that there were a lot of people that used to be mafresh al yidei harama. They'd be mafresh truma gedola achita achas and meiser rishon and meiser sheni properly, but in the meiser ani years they would gather three people together that they weren't worried about. They would be mafkar all their nechasim, and they'd be zoch on their own maestrani. Apparently, this was done. Like, this was the common practice. So the poskim were none too happy about this. First of all, they said, you shouldn't do haramas to avoid doing mitzvahs. Second of all, I mean, you're stealing from aniyim. You're doing harama to not give to aniyim. It's a terrible thing. But third, you're going to end up losing a lot. Because if you have chovos, that you owe other people money, the second you're mafkir the nechasim, the lova is zocha b'masha b'yado. And if you, so you have to make a careful accounting. Do you still have a mortgage? You know, like you have to be very careful about doing something like that. You're going to end up losing a lot. And Hefker only works if Hefker stays Hefker for 3 days. If it doesn't stay Hefker for 3 days. So a lot of problems with the ways that people are handling this. Okay, next answer in the Gemara. Rava Omer, again, going back to our stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Can the woman take Maiser Ani when she has a neder that she's not allowed to get hanor from anybody? So Rava Amar Khan, our Mishnah, that says that she can only take like a shechapeya, but it does not mention Maiser Ani. It's talking about Maiser Ani a mischalik b'toch habayis. It's talking about when they give Maiser Ani in a person's house, that throughout the summer months of the third and the sixth year, the Maiser Ani that they were mafresh from the tevuah would just be left out in the field. But once the winter months came, it would get ruined if they left it out in the field. So they'd bring it into the house and they'd distribute it from your home. You don't have to just let people walk into your home. So you would distribute it from your home. So then you're actually giving it to the person. D'chsiva bei nesina. That's what the pasuk says. Minasata lelevi lager layasam lalmana. So whenever it says lashon nesina, that's a tovas hana'a. That's actually receiving from the person. Mishumachi asal nesanuye. That's why the woman who took a neder hana'a from the brios is not allowed to take such maiser ani because there is tovas hana'a. But kan b'maiser ani mischalik b'toch hagranos. But the braisa, when it says that the woman is allowed to take maiser ani, that's talking about when the maiser ani that's left by the threshing floor. When they go and they process their produce, so they just leave the maestrani there as hefker. So kivadichsiv bei vihinachta bisharecha. It does not say lashem nesina. It says lashem hanacha. It's just left there. It's hefker. So then shari leilis hanuye. Then the woman is allowed to get hana'a from such maestrani because there is no tovas hana'a for the bailim whatsoever. The rishonim point out that chilik between that which is in the kayitz and that which is in the choref, you know, what's in the field and in the house, this whole chilik is mefurish in the sefri, and it, the sefri raises it, it comes to this distinction by dealing with the stira between two psukim. That one pasuk says v'nasata lelevi leyasam lalmana, so it sounds like it's in the sina directly to the other person, and the other pasuk says v'nachta b'sharecha, sounds like it's in aziva, not in the sina, that you're just leaving it there, you're just abandoning it there. So it says it's a free, yeah, can be mosachama. Kan b'yimos hagashamim, that when it's yimos hachama, you just leave it there and they come and take it. And yimos hagashamim, where it's in your house, then you're actually giving it to the other party. Tosa Rosh explains the Sifri that when it says v'nachla b'sharecha and doesn't say nesina, that's only when the zman habiur comes. That it's not just stam throughout the summertime, you just leave it out in the field. No, this is talking about after you already brought it into the house. And in the fourth and seventh year, Erev Pesach, you have a mitzvah's biur, you have a zman biur. So only then do we assume that it's a lashon of hefker. Only then does it become hefker. Prior to that, it would still be a nesina. But be that as it may, that's how Rava resolves the stiva. So essentially what we learned today is we had one kasha, right? We have our Mishnah that implies that a woman who has a nedra na from brios is not allowed to take maisarani. We have a brisa that says beferish, a woman who has a nedra na from brios is allowed to take Maisarani. So we had two possible resolutions. One was Rav Yosef, who said, oh, it's Machlokes Tanaim, it's Machlokes Rav Elazar Chamim. And the other resolution, Abai rejected that one, and the other resolution was Rava, that he said, it depends. Sometimes Maisarani is distributed, that would be a problem of getting Hana from Rios, and sometimes Maisarani is left out there, it's abandoned, and that would not be considered that you're getting Hana from the other person. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Kanam of the Levium at the two dots.
I'm sorry,